Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, the Ram K. Khadija. Glad to have you out there.
You know, there were I was challenged with a real fucked up email today, and the more I thought about it, I don't know how crazy it really was. It was a email about actually a woman saying that her significant other, she thought, had given her some kind of venereal disease. And wow, with that being said, she really couldn't be, she was honest. I will have to give her that much credit. So I want to tell you that first of all, you know who you are. To be honest, and even writing the email, because the more I began to listen and it was more examined, because she was living the same kind of life that her partner was, I don't know really how she can really identify him as being the perpetrator of the carrier, for that matter. Which brought me to thinking about the title of the show, Polygamy. You know, cheaters and, you know, what do we, all this stuff. How do we, you know, deal with this? And to put it in perspective, are we going to really have to look at polygamy as a way of life, especially in the black community, when we have so many men in jail, locked away or dying, and women that who are of childbirth age, you know, they might have to do some reconsideration about how they look at the institution of marriage. Especially because when you in dealing in a situation where you got people who aren't being honest and they're liars and, you know, they're not being honest, like I said, about their sexual conquest or their partners, then you are really putting yourself at a freaking high-ass risk dealing with people when they are not honest. So you in a kind of relationship, especially if you in childbearing age and, you know, you're not upfront with what you do. I mean, first of all, that's not a man to me or a woman anyway. That's not particularly honest about what they do and what they want to do. But I have more respect for you when you tell the truth. But again, like I said, everybody does not dance to the beat of the same drum. So that's what opened up the show today for me to think about, you know, polygamy and just what are people's thoughts, how do they feel, or, you know, how do she feel? Like, because most women, if you ask them, are they sharing their significant other, they would be like, hell no. You know, and if I knew, you know, I would kick them to the curb, or I'd kick, you know, her to the curb, or whatever. So what happens when you come home, and just for conversation purpose, you come home and you walk in your house and you find your significant other getting her walls knocked down, you know, by some damn the plumber or the mailman, whatever. Or if you a guy and you know, I mean, if you a woman or you come home and seeing your guy just, first of all, that's just too crazy. They would be in your house, but we'll just leave it that crazy. Just that, you know, because probably you would have to use a lot of reserve not to kill anybody. But if maybe we had a really open discussion about how we see sex and how we see polygamy and cheating and all this stuff, if we could just have an open discussion about some of this stuff, maybe you wouldn't have all this AIDS and venereal diseases and whatever they may be going around, because I mean, at least you would kind of bring it to a minimum, I would think, in some cases. I think a lot of the problem come when people when they aren't when they're aren't honest when they aren't honest, then they cheat. So if you cheat and you're not honest, then you can put yourself and anybody else in any kind of harm's way. And that's what we're talking about. And I think that that's a very, very good see a few peoples out here this afternoon. Well, it's afternoon where I'm at. So if you want to join in, feel free to. We're glad to have you out there. So, anyway, as I began to continue to read this email, again, I was saying, damn, she can't distinguish. How she going to say that he gave her something and she out here just tricking just as bad as he is? She out here. Personally, if that's what y'all do, that's what y'all do. But if neither one of y'all know what the other one does, then this is a recipe for disaster. And I see my co-host out here at the 552 number. I don't know if you just want to listen or if you may want to make a comment or chime in, but we're talking about polygamy and cheaters and, you know, what is, I mean, I ain't going to say we're talking about polygamy and cheaters. I don't want to say it in the same breath, but which is it? Do you think that people, if people was more honest about what they do, then you wouldn't have cheaters? And then again, is women, are our women ready to even accept that type of behavior? Because really, I don't really believe people in their 20s and stuff are honestly monogamous, and I really don't think that they are going to be faithful. And obviously, this person that wrote that email, they're very young. So I could, but that's just my opinion. What say you, co-host Maddie Brown, this afternoon?
Well,
how you doing?
I think, hi. This is a very interesting topic today, because I think it's back to behavior, because you're talking about biblical stuff right now, and we just put modern-day name to it, because if you go back and you see how many concubines or whatever Abraham had, and what is those mysteries, you know, outside, women, you know, and if you read about Abraham and Sarah and, you know, what went on there, and then you go to David and
Sheba,
lay with her, and, you know, so this is behavior to me, you know, it's really started with supposed to be a spirit thing, religious thing, because I don't understand how you can praise these guys if you read about what they did, you know, and say they are prophets and stuff, but yet when someone else do it, then it's illegal. So
exactly. He just said David, who wrote the Psalms, so they say, which was supposedly one of the most beautiful, I mean, actually Psalms, to me, is one of the most beautiful books in the Bible. You know, it's all those beautiful words. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And Lord is my shepherd. I mean, everything in the Psalms is so beautiful. So David, who wrote the Psalms, according just like what you just said, he had over 1,000 concubines, or he lay with, and lay with Bathsheba.
Abraham had the concubines and the maid women. In fact, he laid with one of his maid women and pregnant her while he was married to Sarah.
Right. You know, Ruth, wasn't it?
So, again, this is behavior. This is learned stuff, right? A system that is built of wicked people. And
so how did we get here then? You know, and that's very interesting what you just said, because as we read that in the Bible, you don't hardly hear about, well, I guess the story of Abraham. I mean,
well, David,
Sarah and Abraham.
You got David, and then you got the kings. The kings, if they had a woman brought to them and she denied them, you know, he may have her beheaded. You know, go get another one and bring. Women's was, what do you call us? My friend said it. We I can't think of the words, you know. We was made for man, so man could do what he wants. And how do we get here? Because we learn these things because we say they are true. One man can do it and be a man of God, and we praise him, but the next man do it, he have broken the law, and he's not a man of God. So,
yeah, and what's up with that? Now, that is really, and you're absolutely right. Think about it. Because if that's the case, I mean,
we have a confused
Brigham Young and the Mormon
people.
Church. Wasn't that all founded on that stuff, type of stuff? The Brigham Young and the Mormon Church and all that stuff? They were all polygamists, or what you call it. You know, even to a few years ago where this man had to came in Utah and they emptied out all them damn children up in that compound where they had all them dang old kids up in there. Just two years
again,
ago.
How strong is man influence over the mind or people's, you know? So when we look at a system of people that believe one way that it's okay and another believe another way and another one, so who is to say who's right?
You know, that's very interesting what you're saying, and you're right, because who is to say, who is to know and who's to say? But it just seems as the way society is going, and I'm looking at the women who are at childbirth age. Most of the women, when they're in a relationship, they don't know, they don't think that they're sharing their men anyway. And maybe if they would just tell the truth amongst one another, then maybe they can take it back to the African village or something, instead of just doing all this sneakily type of stuff and getting each other sick.
Well,
what'd you think about that?
In the days, most women did know her husband had sallied out in the street and had about five or six babies by her. You know, she did. But nowadays, as she say, it got really crazy because most sex don't know what they want to be or who they are.
And he gonna go down and going down the street and sleeping with Sally anyway, and you know, and by her wanting to cut Sally's throat, or you know, I mean, community living. And sometimes when you think about that, as far especially as Black people, when you think about how we had lived in society before the white man.
Well, we look at a lot of TV too that say sex is glamour.
I'm talking about ancient society, though. Not to you. I was just saying, I was just finishing up that statement. I was like, well, I'm talking about real community living. I don't mean like the pimps and the hoes. I mean, back in the day when we were a village, we actually, there wasn't that one kid that didn't have a father. And the king, and he might have had five or 200 or, I don't know, maybe 100 wives or 25 wives. But the interesting thing about that, when you read about Black culture before, or African culture, the wives picked the other wives. So they got along with one another. And that's how the community began strong. It's almost like you got five paychecks and the family working together and sharing the family, as opposed to putting a nasty concept. I think the Europeans put a nasty kind of concept on it, because actually that was something that Africans practiced hundreds and thousands, hundreds of years ago. So when you look at it in that term, you start going, uh-oh, wait a minute. There might be some truth to this. Because, again, we're the only ones outside, really, of our culture. And most men, probably, the wealthier there are, they always have a mistress. And it's even white men, too, even when they sneaking down to sneak with the slave down in the slave quarters. So it is up on the man to really want to have more than one woman. That is in his nature, pretty much. You know, even when you look at the animal kingdom, and like I always say, I look at the lion pack, and that's what you see. You see a lioness, you see a bunch of lionesses, and you see a lion. And they go out and hunt, and it's a pride. It's a family, and they move through the prairies, through the terrain as a unit. And that they ain't never hungry. And when you get outside the unit, that's when you suffer, because they always got food. They always take care, everybody taken care of, everybody eating, and they ain't tripping on stuff like, you know, And I'm, you know, and I'm sure at some point some little things may come up from here and there. But for the most part, when you look at the animal kingdom, and especially how the animal, the lions operate, you can see that in human nature, and that's almost how the African kingdom was ruled before the white man put his hands on us, or before we were conquered by the different groups that came in and conquered us, not just the white man. Everybody conquered us. So, but that was a practice that we did. And so I'm just saying, by us having that, all the children had a father. We didn't have the bastard little children. We didn't have women who didn't like one another because, again, the women pretty much picked, the main wife picked the other wife. Okay, and because they were building a village, they wasn't tripping off of little trivial things. They were all moving as one, unit to see getting goals accomplished, doing things as a unit. And that is something that black people, I'm seriously thinking that we are going to have to get back to that mindset of thinking. And I know that that don't sound the healthiest for some people, but they're doing it anyway, and they're just doing it in a disrespectful way. And
but
if they think about it, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But can't this happen without having a man having four or five wives? Can't we do it as solo marriage, a man and a woman, but still be formed as a community where we can watch out for each other and
I understand what you're saying, but my point is, Maddie, is that my rationale is they cheating anyway. As the chick wrote and said that her partner gave her man gave her some damn disease, and I'm like, who gave it to who? Because to me,
So what you're saying, to avoid this type
they
of
gotta clean, they gotta clean they gotta clean themselves up anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
But
you get what I'm saying? I'm saying they're doing it anyway. They're doing it anyway, and they don't even know it, or they do know it, and they don't care. So my thing is, why don't you just stop cheating and being a liar and being dishonest about your shit? If you a man, be straight up. Go to your woman and say, look here, you know, I'm out here, but, you know, from time to time, I like to see other women and blah, 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 blah. And you might as well, or I believe, you know, this is what I like. I'm not a person that spread myself real thin, but blah, blah, blah. I think that I can handle two or three women and I blah, 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 whatever it is that you do. I mean, because if you sitting up here.
Well, don't they do that?
No.
Well, don't some of the people's marriage, when they say, I have an open marriage, it's in that saying that, does open marriage mean you can have more partners than one?
See, that's the difference. I'm not just talking about a free sex for all. That's just the thing about it.
Okay.
I'm talking about community building here. That's why I said I had to take out the European concept on it, because otherwise, it seems like a fuck fest. You know what I mean? Excuse my French, but it seems like just people wilding out, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like in the old days, you were community building. So if you had a man, and he had four or five women, then these women were goals in mind. Each one of them. We're a start of a village, of a community. In other words, I'm just going to say, okay, maybe when one of them went to work or worked amongst the thing, one of them kept all the kids. Maybe when so-and-so but they were operating as one, as a unit.
Okay.
That's why they wasn't fighting all each other, and that's why I said the closest thing would have to go back to the old African way, where the first wife picked the rest of the wives. She picked them. And they all had dreams, and guess what? And whatever their goals and dreams were, and they got them done and accomplished throughout the village only because they were working as a unit. In other words,
okay, I see what you're saying.
You had time to explore the other things because you had somebody always helping you to get to that point. At the same time, you had a village amongst your own self and with the other wives that you were really pretty much a sisterhood with. It was just operating like a pack of lions that roam the terrain. And if you can get that concept when you watch Nash, that's why I just brought that concept in with the lions, because all those mares, I mean, all those lions that are in that pack, the lioness, they aren't fighting one another. And they move from space to space, and they go to the highlands, they eat good, they go and fight, and they don't just get something for them and their children, they get something for everybody. So that means they're moving as one. So that means if she got a goal and she's trying to be this and she's trying to, okay, the rest of the sisters are helping her do this. This one sister, she's got this in mind. The rest of the sisters are helping her do that, X, Y, Z, because they are moving as a unit, as a village.
Okay.
And back in African societies, that is how we roamed the earth until the king had, of course, he had as many wives as he could afford. Just like you said, in the biblical days, but if we could take it to African culture, there was no children that didn't have a father because the king or whoever he had, they knew who they belonged to, they knew whose children they were, and it wasn't no outside children. They were all inside the village.
Okay.
They were all family, for real, in every sense of the word.
Okay.
And it's a big difference.
Okay.
It's almost like you're doing it with purpose and direction and not just out here willy-nilly slinging ass all around the world. And this is what we have now.
So you think that's the type of change we're going to be going back to?
I'm saying as black people, we might have to consider our families are getting so fragmented. At some point, they're trying to kill us and snuff us out, okay, in one sense. And I think that in another sense that we're going to have to start doubling up and tripling up on how we live anyway, just like in slavery days. So we are really going to have be creative about how we see our family.
You're coming up with some very interesting topic that is in the reality formal life that people just don't even think about that. You know, and to it happen, and then we are left with nothing. No water, no food.
And no family, because everybody squirted out. Everybody separated, going somewhere, instead of pulling everybody together and saying, hey, look, it is what it is. You know, this is what it is. And we need to start operating as a unit and as a group. And you know what? With that note being said, as you know, we're running out of time. That was coming down to the close of our show. But I want y'all to stay tuned because me and Maddie going to get at this again. Y'all know it. Y'all know we're going to get at it. And why don't y'all join us also in the mental house? And maybe we can pick up part two. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank y'all for being out there. And there you go. Keep your head up. God bless you, and we'll holler at y'all later.
All right, in the mental house.
All right, in the mental house.